Around 1,000 health and social care workers will hold a 24-hour strike today in a dispute over pay. The workers belong to SIPTU and FORSA and are employed in nine so-called Section 39 bodies. They are funded by the state to deliver services, including hospices and home helps. And one of the strikers today is Liam Erridge from Clonakilty in West Cork. He works with Co-Action, a charity based in Bantry, which provides support and training to children and adults with intellectual disabilities. Liam has been speaking with our reporter Tommy Meskell, and he began by explaining what a normal day is like at the centre he works in.
So they come into the centre, then we go through the day, what we're going to do, which will be a choice-based programme, and then we'd go out and do activities or take them to work and that, basically 9 to 4, and then they go home.
Ahead of today's strike action, did you have to explain to many of the service users that you wouldn't be at work on Friday and that they wouldn't be able to come in?
Well, we did, yes. It's a bit of an awkward one because they obviously want to come into training, as I like to call it, in the service. And yes, I did have to explain to a couple of them, which is quite awkward, about why we're going on strike.
Were they upset to hear it?
We don't want to do it. Yes, they were upset to hear it because they like to come in. They don't want to miss another day of their training. And you'd hear it from their parents or their guardians. They all love to come to our centre because we provide such a great service for them.
As you say there, it was a difficult decision to take, but could you explain to me why are you taking part in this 24-hour strike?
Yes, it was a difficult decision to take in part. It's because we feel we've been left behind. We feel the government have reneged on their promises to us quite a few times now about getting our pay restored. I don't just do this job for money, but we do have to earn a certain amount of money. I mean, I'm earning just over 11 euros an hour, which isn't a lot. I've got two young children, a mortgage. As I say, I enjoy my job, and it's not just about the money, but you need to have a certain amount of income to live in this modern world, as I'm sure everyone understands.
That's Liam Erridge there, who's a support worker with Co-Action in Bantry, talking to our reporter, Tommy Meskell. And just a word on the other organisations affected by today's strike. Valentia Hospital in Kerry, St Joseph's Care Home in Killorglin, Delta Care in Carlow, the National Council for the Blind in Ireland, Western Alzheimer's, Southwest Doctors and the Galway Rape Crisis Centre. Well, Sharon Cregan is industrial organiser with SIPTU's Health Division, and she's on the line now. Sharon, thanks for taking our call. You got the same pay cuts as everyone else during austerity, but you're not getting the pay restoration like the other public servants are. Is that it in a nutshell?
That's it. Good morning, Audrey. That's exactly what the situation is at the moment. As you've said, the pay was impacted upon, as it was across the public sector during the time of austerity and the economic downturn and the financial crisis. But unfortunately, post-recovery, we find that the pay of those who were affected and who took the hits in their salaries has not been restored as was promised at the time. We're here today in Bantry, right across West Cork, with two picket locations, one in Skibbereen, one in Bantry, with Co-Action, where we have dozens of members who find themselves at the lower end of the scale and continue to wait for their pay restoration, which doesn't seem to be happening.
And it was a 5% cut, I think, at the time. So what did that mean in real money for people?
Well, at the time, it was 5% cut in across the public sector. But unfortunately, in Section 39s, the letter was sent out, I suppose, by the departments to say, you know, cut your cloth to suit your measure. And at that time, unfortunately, it was salaries that were hit. So it was an average of 5%. But in some places, it could have been 6, 7%, which is quite a large percentage cut, given that these people who work in these very vital services in our communities across the country actually don't earn huge money. They're not on very, very large salaries, and they're on the lower end of the pay scales. I mean, it could mean the difference between 40, 50 euro in some places, maybe 30 euros in others, which is a lot of money for people when they're below a living wage rate.
So they've had no increases at all in recent years. Is that the reality?
That's correct. They haven't had increases for at least 12 years. They continue with their work. They upskill. They're highly qualified, very professional, totally dedicated workers in the organisations that are on strike today. And unfortunately, they've been very much left behind and hugely impacted upon. And whilst it's most regrettable that there's a work stoppage today, they feel they're left with no other option and no other choice.
But what about the families and the people whose work they depend on? How will those families and people cope today? Because it's not fair on them.
No, it's not fair on them, and there is an impact on the families and on the parents and guardians and the service users in particular who enjoy the services and who thrive in those services. However, we have to say that there's huge public support in this regard because people understand they're dealing with these workers on a daily basis. They're handing their, you know, their loved ones into the care of these workers on a daily basis, and they understand the resolve of the workers, and they're hugely supportive of the action.
But what will they do? Who will help them? Who will fill that gap today for them?
Well, there are contingency plans in place in residential and respite. Obviously, we wouldn't be picketing people where people are living and so on. In regards to the day services are closed across the area here in West Cork today under the remit of Co-Action. Again, as we say, it's hugely regrettable, but unfortunately, and this wasn't a decision that came easy to our members, Audrey, I have to say, but unfortunately, they're resolved, they're determined to pursue and to work with their union and hopefully the incoming government to resolve the issue so that this doesn't happen again. They have been very much left behind. They are impacted upon hugely and their salaries are on the much lower end of the scale, and they're now several steps behind where they would have been if they had been aligned, as should have been the case.
And I think you say it would cost around 7 million euro to resolve the dispute. Now, the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform, they wouldn't give us any comment for this morning's programme. Have you been in talks with them?
Well, I think you may know that there was an agreement reached in October 2018 which effectively restored, implemented a pay schedule to restore pay for 50 organisations. Phase two of that agreement was to be embarked upon with further negotiation and engagement on it. And as far as our union were concerned and the other unions involved, that should, you know, that was going to be honoured. However, we've now gone back looking for engagement on phase two of the WRC, the Workplace Relations Commission agreement, and the door has been closed in our members' faces. So until such a time as there's a resolution found satisfactory and in line with the agreement that was already reached in 2018, then our members are determined to pursue their issue.
So just to be clear, you're saying they're reneging on an agreement that was made?
Yes, there was an agreement reached in the WRC in October 2018 regarding Section 39's 50 organisations who have now, through the fighting and the vigorous striving of their unions, have secured pay restoration. Phase two of that agreement was that there was to be engagement and negotiation embarked upon to ensure that the other organisations, several hundred other Section 39 organisations, would have their pay restored. And unfortunately, those talks haven't happened.
Okay.
And any talks that have happened in the meantime have been non-productive and certainly not progressive.
All right. Thank you very much for talking to us this morning. Sharon Cregan from SIP2.